The main focus of the project has been sharing with parents that actually car seats are for travel, and that when babies are asleep, they sleep on their backs, but when they're awake, they need to be on their tummies to play. And we make sure that when we have these contacts, we share with them in practical demonstration, as well as through instruction and showing them the app, about how to encourage daily awake tummy time so the babies have a chance to move. The parents really do understand that, because pregnant women know that babies move in the womb to show that they're well. And of course, when they're born, they do need to keep moving and have that opportunity to play. But every parent needs to know how to help their child be the best they can be. And actually, this is an important message, as you say, when there are so many other pressures on child development, such as, increased screen time and more sedentary time. We really do need to be getting that message out to all parents, for all children, to be active from birth. Because this addresses things like childhood obesity, it improves mental health, because the more physically active you are, the stronger your connections in the brain that improve your resilience and your mental health. And we want every parent to have the best support they can have, and this is something that's very cost effective. It's a health visitor led initiative, but it can be rolled out through existing contacts when we're seeing families anyway, so it's not new staff and it's not a lot of extra expense. The app is free to download, the Born to Move app, so that's another way for parents to be topping up the sort of simple tips and ideas on how to get babies moving and talking more, and also get their eyes moving more by minimising screen time. When we first started noticing that children were failing to reach their developmental milestones at the end of the first year, it seemed to be linked with babies being much more sedentary and sitting in containers. And it appeared that it might be linked to a sort of loss of confidence of parents giving their children awake tummy time, as a sort of repercussion of the Back to Sleep campaign, where actually the message is babies must sleep on their backs to be safe and reduce the incidence of cot death and sudden infant death syndrome. But they do need to be on their tummies when they're awake to enable them to have those movement opportunities to get conscious control of the movements of their body. Parents want to know how to do the best for their children. And when you show them simple things, like the tummy time, for instance, it's so important for the children, even for things like their peripheral vision, their spatial awareness, their coordination, their confidence even. And when you explain to parents that actually these are foundation movement skills that they need, then they're very keen to put it in place. And there's even a reflex action where the babies try to crawl if you put your hand behind their feet when they're on their tummies. And they will push away against your feet, against your hand, to move. And parents are really surprised that babies can do so much. So the whole project has been about sharing what babies can do with a bit of encouragement, so that it's something that's free. It doesn't cost parents anything. And we know the most effective thing that a parent can give to their child is their time.